Okay, that time of the week where we do car reviews. Myself and Richard do these, and I recently was able to drive Richard a 2026 Mazda CX-5. This was the 2.5S Premium Plus. This car retails out at $38,990, which in that mid-size is what I would call this car, you know, SUV, I guess you could say, a smaller SUV, is about average price-wise. And let me give you all the pros. I don't have too many cons on this, but let me give you all the pros. By the way, Mazda, great job. You guys always do a great job on your cars. By the way, this came with the candy apple red paint, which is absolutely gorgeous. It is actually one of my most favorite colors of vehicles that are out there, and Mazda does such a great job on just how everything looks. I mean, that is a hard color to paint, and it's even and it flows and it looks great. But this thing comes fully equipped, this particular model that we drove. I mean, it's got everything. Speaking of the safety end of things, it's got, of course, advanced knee, side curtain, rear seat, side impact airbags, traction control, smart braking system, rear cross traffic alert, of course, the Mazda's famous, you know, radar cruise control, their adaptive cruise control, front and rear park sensors, and so on. And my point here, Richard, is you get a lot of vehicle with options with Mazda that you may not get in some of the other models that are out there. In other words, you're getting a little bit more bang for your buck. And the car, again, beautiful color, beautiful interior. They really do a great job. If you're looking for a lesser expensive, I guess you could say, you know, I'd call this the midsize SUV, plenty of room inside. No, it's not a three-row. This is a true two-row vehicle. But, you know, if you're two people and a couple of kids, is there enough room inside? There most definitely is. Great vehicle. Again, nothing really bad to say. Mazda is very well known for its quality, longevity, and so on. My only complaint, this is it. They only have one complaint. At our altitude, the 187 horsepower 2.5 engine, not that it was gutless. I'm not trying to say that. But when you're used to driving some of the other vehicles that we have the opportunity to get behind and drive, yes, this one seems a little bit lackluster in the performance end of things. Would it keep me from buying this car or recommending somebody buy this car? Absolutely not. In fact, for a first-time driver, much like we were talking about a few minutes ago, or if you're looking to buy a car, have your teenager drive this car 2-3 years down the road, would this be a great choice of a vehicle along those lines? Absolutely, Richard. There's not a single thing wrong with the vehicle in that regard. But for me personally, does this have the power that I would want? Me personally, no, but no offense, this probably isn't, you know, my car anyway. So at the end of the day, does it compete well in its market? Yeah, it does.
I was just going to say that this is one of the most competitive car classes out there. This midsize, you know, just slightly above a compact, what I would say a compact SUV, right?
Right.
A midsize SUV market. There are so many entries into this market and
it's
into
huge.
This class of vehicle that Mazda does a really nice job. They've got a really nice interior. If folks haven't been in one, I encourage you to go out and test it because you'll get used to it. But like you say, Dad, for a lot of use cases, and this one fully equipped, right, which is a lot of the vehicles that we get to test are fully
right.
equipped, under $40,000, I believe you can get this vehicle for just over $30,000, right, depending on
you
how
can.
You want to equip
That's
it,
right.
which, like you say, for a first-time, you know, for a first-timer, kind of what we were talking about before, which we'll get to, I'm sure, a little bit more, you know, later, you know, to be used for other purposes, too. Great option. Mazda's come a long way. The looks of the car, I really do like that candy apple red. Like
and
said,
really
Dad.
Quick, sorry, and I forgot to mention, the candy apple red, it's $38,990 plus the $595 for the paint plus destination puts this car just a tad over $40,000, $41,080, although I will tell you, you could probably buy this car for a little less than that right now, given what the market's doing. And this particular car comes no charge with the Premium Plus package, which gives you the larger 15-inch display, paddle shifters, power liftgate, front cross-traffic alert, driver monitoring, driver personalization, adaptive front lighting, meaning the lights turn and do exactly what they need to. By the way, they work very, very well. And cruising and traffic support with lane change assist and so on, all of that is a no charge on this car as well.
And well, and that's one thing that Mazda does well, Dad, is they kind of put the trim levels, I guess, for lack of better words, and then you get what you get, right? Is
yeah.
you kind of know what you're buying with the trim level, which makes the car buying experience, folks, you don't have to worry as much about customizing, right? You're
True.
Just kind of, okay, I like this car. Oh, this car all comes on it. Great. And yeah, there's maybe a paint option or two that I want to add or an accessory. Here you go. So no, I think it's a great car, Dad. Great option for those that maybe have got a smaller family or maybe just the kids are gone and you still want a little bit extra room.
Well, and yeah, again, for those of you that get a lot of people on Drive Radio asking me, hey, looking for a small SUV. We have downsized. We don't need that larger SUV. We don't need three rows anymore. You know, what do you recommend that's still pretty good as far as the creature comforts go? We got all the options that we want, but I don't want to spend, you know, $60,000 on a vehicle. Well, here you go. Here is your answer. I would say, guys, go test drive this at your local Mazda dealer. Let them know that John and Richard Rush both sent you. And again, please go drive this car. You will not be dissatisfied when you do. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.